We've moved things up a little bit so that the back end of our service, we can hold it to be sacred. So we are going to take our prosperity offering now. And we know that as we give, we receive. So we take our blessings in our hands and rub them together. And you know, we rub them together to get that energy flowing, and then we release it out into the universe. So let's affirm together our prosperity prayer together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. And as the ushers collect the offerings, I'm going to give you a few announcements. Most things are on your bulletin, but I just want to highlight our Good Friday service. This is going to be a very sacred but joyful time, and we've invited a lot of the churches, so we hope that we get a good turnout. I would like to see us turn out too, so if you're available Friday evening, 7 o'clock here at our chapel, we're going to have a Good Friday service. And we're making this an annual event, so if you can, join us. Because last year's was really, really moving for me. And this year's will be as well. Today, after service, around 12:30, is it 12 o'clock? 12:30, we're going to gather together for our Unity 101 class. Remember, we're studying the book to discover your divinity. So that information is in your flyer too. After today, there'll be four more sessions, and they're spread out because I don't want you having to stay after church for a class every Sunday. You know, so they're kind of spread out here. There's other information here. I'm not going to go through it, but it's here for you to partake of if you so desire. If you have any questions about anything in here, just see me after service and I'll be glad to talk about some things with you. I'm trying to think, was there anything someone told me something before service to talk about, but I can't recall what that is right now. So I'll make that announcement later if it comes to me. Senior moment. Anybody else? All right. Now let's affirm the blessing for receipt of our offering together. Together in a consciousness of divine love, we receive as we give abundantly, magnifying these gifts and pouring them out in service. We celebrate prosperity, and it is so, and so it is. Amen. All right. Trying to see where I am. I talk so much about our service changing. Is it me, sir? Okay. I want to introduce Kim Harrison again. She's back with us today. And we know that when she's with us, what does that mean? We're going to sing. Yeah, we have an opportunity to sing. So this morning, in light of what our service is about, we're going to begin by singing the Lord's Prayer. Father, So let's just take a deep breath in. Luke 22, verse 8 through 20 reads, Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there.' They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover, and when the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, 'I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God.' And after taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, 'Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.' And then he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, given for you. Do this in memory of me.' And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant of my blood, which is poured out for you.'" Today we're talking about the Lord's Supper, sharing the Lord's Supper, the metaphysical meanings of what it means to partake of spiritual communion. Spiritual communion is a transaction in mind in which conscious union is made with the Christ Spirit within. Now we know something about that, don't we? Because we do that all the time. We breathe in and take in the breath of God, it's of Spirit, and we surrender to the Christ that is within each one of us. So a communion service is really something sacred, something to be considered to have special significance. It's an outward and visible sign of an inward spiritual happening. So we're not going to use visible symbols here today. No outer signs are going to be used. We're going to use the word, we're going to use song, we're going to use prayer, and we're going to use silence to express the spiritual ideas that are within us. Now, this service is designed to fill your thoughts and to let you really get a grasp, a strong inner realization of the Christ that is within, not only just us here in the chapel, but that's within everyone. So this service is going to be threefold in nature. First, I'm going to a little bit about purification and then appropriation, which is taking in the substance, and then consecration. What do we do after we get all this truth in us, after we get all this awareness of the Christ in us? What do we do with that? And we'll talk a little bit about that. So today we're going to do an appropriation of spiritual substance and life through coming into conscious union with spirit. Now, what's conscious? Conscious is everything we're aware of. We're going to be aware that we are partaking of the spirit that is within us. So, let's begin with purification. Purification is preparing our minds to receive. Basically, how we do that, we forgive everyone and everything. And I'm not saying forget what others may have done, but what I'm saying is, in place of whatever feelings you're holding about an incident or an experience or something that happened in your life, we want to replace it with knowing the truth that we are spiritual beings. We're connected. We're one in one another. So Jesus Christ revealed that God is spirit and that God is love. Spirit is living intelligence or divine mind, and love is a harmonious action of the divine mind. So in going through this service, since God is love and is spirit, and we know spirit moves only in love, don't we? I hope we know that, right? We know that. To be true to our nature, we must love. We must begin to work of forgiving. And how do you begin that work? Through a loving state of mind. Through a loving state of mind. You know, we can sit and think about a lot of things, can't we, that can be pretty destructive. You know, harboring hate, harboring fear, harboring that someone is less than a child of God. Those things can be pretty destructive. Wouldn't it be more constructive, more consciousness building if we focused on loving one another, living in harmony? It even says it in the Lord's Prayer that we say, forgive us as we forgive others, and as we are also forgiven. So we want to make peace right here, right now. If you're thinking of something that's coming to mind, we want to make peace with that right here, today, in this moment. And if this is really a necessary preparation for feeling that presence within you. So let's begin with a song. We're going to sing, and it's in your hymnal, or you can watch the words up here. Simple song, Be Still and Know That I Am God. It's page 69 if you want to follow the melody in the hymnal.
Be still.
relax. As we do as these words bid, be still and know. There's power in that thought. Be still and know. Whatever you may be going through, whatever challenges you come up against today, be still and know that that spirit is within you. So let's take a moment in quiet meditation. And let's just know that in us is that spirit, in us is that power, in us is that presence. So take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath. And think of those words, be still and know. Be still and know. And as we make this inward journey, as we still ourselves, as we travel from, think of it as journeying from the head down into the heart. We know the presence and power of Spirit is right there within us. Whatever is the need, we turn our thoughts inward. We turn our thoughts inward to the vast spaciousness of spiritual awareness, where we can know and experience the divine. And as we breathe in and breathe out and we come together in oneness, we come together in peace, love, and wisdom, we know there is nothing we need hold on to that is not supporting our spiritual nature. We know no one can separate us from the love of God, from the spiritual beings that we are. So we breathe in and move a little deeper into that space where we commune with our indwelling spirit. We know there is one presence and one power in this universe. And so, in the oneness of that presence and that power, we release whatever we have brought in with us today. Know that it's all right to release it. One presence, one power. Unconditional love. Letting go. Realizing this as you move deeper within. One presence, one power, unified. And so in the energy of this moment, just take a moment to sit in the silence and hold on to the words, be still and know that I am Spirit, right here, right now, part of the whole divine energy. But as we begin to return to the present time and place, let us now make peace with one another by knowing and declaring the truth that sets us free from criticism and condemnation. We are spiritual beings, you and I, dwelling together in harmony of spirit. Bring that phrase in. We are spiritual beings, you and I, dwelling together in the harmony of spirit. In this understanding, we condemn no one. We send forth our forgiveness to one and all. The Christ in me beholds the Christ in you. Whatever it is that you're releasing here today, say to it, the Christ in me beholds the Christ in you. Affirm that with me right now, together. The Christ in me beholds the Christ in you. The forgiving love of Jesus Christ fills our minds and our hearts, and we are at peace with all. The forgiving love of Jesus Christ fills my mind and heart, and I am at peace with all. Affirm that with me. The forgiving love of Jesus Christ fills my mind and heart, and I am at peace with all. And as we settle into the vibrations of those words, we are now ready to seek the presence and partake of the substance and the spirit of life. I flipped too far. Let me go back a minute. Okay. This is something new. I have control, but I don't have control, do I? We're going to talk about appropriation. We're going to partake of that spiritual substance and that life. So in Matthew 26:26-28, it reads, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave to them, saying, 'Drink ye all of it, for this is the blood of covenant, which is poured out for many.'" Now, the meaning of appropriation is to eat and to drink. And we're used to doing that in a physical sense. The food that we eat and the substances that we drink, they're incorporated in our bodies. And it becomes a part of our physical life. But the spiritual ideas we appropriate are incorporated in thought and become a part of our mental life, the life of the soul. So it's in terms of symbolism, which is how we interpret these scriptures. Bread is used to symbolize substance. You know, we had, when Moses was leading them to freedom, manna was dropped from heaven for them. This symbolizes substance to keep you going, to keep moving. The spiritual ideas that we appropriate, they're incorporated into the life of our souls. Bread is the substance, and wine is to symbolize life. So Jesus used bread in this way when he said, "I am the bread of life." He went into the mental realm with his thinking. And Isaiah, in his call to faith, said, "Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Buy wine and milk without money and without price." Even today, we often speak of what? The wine of life, don't we? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jesus offered the bread and wine to the disciples, and when he did, he was saying that his body was spiritual substance, and that his blood was spiritual life. And he was telling us we must eat, appropriate Christ's substance, and drink, appropriate Christ's life. In other words, what are we doing? We're following the Jesus in the path of regeneration. When we think of this, we don't think of physically taking in a substance, but what do we do when we meditate and sit in the quiet, when we study, when we come together as community and speak truth? We're appropriating the substance and the life of spirit. So if we're to follow Jesus in the path of regeneration, which is replenishment of the mind and body, then Charles Fillmore tells us that regeneration is a change in which abundant spiritual life is incorporated into the body. So we partake of that substance to unify our spirit, soul, and body in oneness. Jesus broke the bread, symbolizing the truth that we cannot accept in its entirety. Now, when we say the Lord's Prayer, what do we say? "Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day the substance we need to make it through this thing called human existence, to make it through this thing that we see headlines swirling in the news." When we partake of the substance of spirit, we can overcome all that stuff. Because where is your focus going to be? Is it going to be on the issue, on the problem, on the experience? Or is it going to be on, "I am a spiritual being, and I move through challenges with the Spirit of God moving and springing me forward"? For those of you coming to Unity 101, there's an affirmation you can jot down and use that. But it's knowing the truth about you. So, the life of Christ. Let's see, did I skip a slide? We're going to sing, because we know we must appropriate these divine ideas and feed on the substance, and we must also drink from the cup of spirit. so that we can be quickened, so that we can come into the knowing. And then we go forth and do as we were told to do, feed the sheep. And who are the sheep? Those you come in contact with every day. Those who come into your vibration. Those who you may talk to, or those who may come to you to ask you or seeking comfort through you. Those are those that may have been sent because Spirit wants to speak through you to them. So let's sing Break Thou the Bread of Life. This is as we're partaking of that substance and that wine of life. Page 366 if you need the page number. Consecration of self to service must follow the appropriation of the substance and life of spirit. Now, what does that mean? You know, we have our fifth unity basic principle, don't we? Walk in the talk, serving others through lifting of your consciousness, sharing unconditional love, and that peace. Sharing peace that passeth all understanding. disciples felt the power of the Holy Spirit stirring within them, they continued daily in one accord in the temple. They dedicated their lives to the Lord's service. In prayer and in silence, we have what? We have appropriated the substance and the life of spirit. We have felt the inspiration of the indwelling Christ, lifting our thoughts and our feelings to a higher plane of understanding. And now we are to go forth and consecrate, which is to dedicate our thoughts and activities to the Christ Spirit. To this end have I been born. And to this end I am come into the world, that I shall bear witness unto the truth. I want you to place yourself in that scenario. Think on these words for a moment. To this end have I been born, and to this end am I come into the world, that I should bear witness unto truth. I'm going to give you this in parts, and I want you to affirm it with me. To this end have I been born together. To this end have I been born, and to this end am I come into the world together, and to this end am I come into the world, that I should bear witness unto truth together, that I shall bear witness unto truth. All that is of God, it's what we are bearing witness to. So we go forth from here, recognizing our purpose to bear witness to truth, to speak truth, to hear truth, to see truth to the best of our understanding and ability. To use what is within you from that Christ Spirit and share it with the world, with the universe. I love this affirmation. I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. That's a powerful thought, isn't it? I live, the humanness of me, the I, the Vernetta of me, you know, I live, yet not I, but the Christ liveth in me. I'm coming back to my origin, back to my spiritual nature, back to what I was created to be. And the expression of that is what we are on this earth plane. Remember, the same Christ that was in Christ Jesus dwells in us. The Christ substance and the Christ life that we have appropriated moves us now to will and to do the work of Spirit. So, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jehovah, my rock and my redeemer. This is what we want in our lives. This is what we want to represent. This is what we want to go about doing. Speaking words that build. living our life so that others may see that Christ's Spirit in us. I'm going to break this down and have you affirm it with me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart together. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight together. Be acceptable in thy sight. O Jehovah, my rock and my redeemer together. O Jehovah, my rock and my redeemer. Think of the magnitude of those words. Think of going out of these doors of this chapel, expressing, letting God express through you, this is what we're on the earth plane, to be expressions of the divine. And to do the best that we can do, being that. I know you're sitting there thinking, I'm not perfect. Be the best that you can be in doing that. And as you learn the truth of your nature, as you appropriate and surrender and say yes to the Christ life, that's not a hard task to do, because the words you speak will be the words that are of the expression of the Christ moving through you and from you. So we're going to sing one more song, and then we're going to make our circle. The song is Take My Life and Let It Be, and it's on page 236 if you want the page. In closing, I just want to say, The Lord bless and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And I'm going to say amen to that.
Amen. Amen.